There's not a soul in here I know.
Right.
We knew the barber and the beautician and the grocery store, and we knew all those people, and it was nothing to say, how about dressing me a chicken for tomorrow night, and you come by tomorrow and it would be dressed and ready to go. I know my mother sent me to the store after a hen one Saturday afternoon. She was having all this company. And on the way I was thinking, she does hate to dress a chicken. I'm just going to ask him if he'll dress it. So I said, if you don't mind, would you dress that, please? He said, a hen? No, would you cut it up? He said, no, she doesn't want the hen cut up. She wants it whole so she can bake it. I said, my mother wants a chicken. Will you cut it up, please?
Did your family have any Civil War stories?
No. We just didn't talk about that much.
Well, I never did hear about it.
There was nobody in your generation that went off to war, was there?
No, not in mine. Mm-mm. Not that I recall. Now, Grady went, he was on his way to, let's see, Camp Gordon. He was fixing to be sent to Germany, but the war ended before he had to go. That's as near as any of my immediate family got toward going over to fight.
Now, when the war broke out, my daddy got a card saying that he was a builder. So they called him to build that army barracks at over the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
So he did that, and then after he finished building that, he was sent to a part of Alabama to build barracks there. Mm-hmm. Well, I was so afraid he was going to go in service, and like Sib said, back then the mailboxes was far away. So I was in first grade, and my mother was home with two little ones, so I'd come by the mailbox, and if there's anything in there that said U.S. government, I'd leave it. We didn't know it, he didn't have to go.
It's a good, smart thinking. Just never got it.
Well, thanks a lot. We have really learned a lot.
Well, now you remember all this.
Well, we've been recording. So,
but we'll remember it, too.
Yeah, we'll remember
it. You can't forget good stories.
That's right. You told us about a lot of stuff we didn't know about.
I hope we've been of some value to you.
Oh,
sure,
very much.
We may need to talk to you again, in fact, if we think of something else we want to know.
When she was talking about the shoes a little while ago, I happened to remember. Are we still?
Yeah, you're
yeah.
still on.
When I was little, my mother made my clothes,
uh-huh.
and I have pictures of an outfit she made me in red, and I don't know where she got the fur, but she put white rabbit fur around the collar.
Oh.
Well, I wore Roman sandals, and why they called them Roman sandals, I'll never know. They were actually shoes that had, down one side it had buttons.
Oh.
And I think I'd still been wearing them if they'd made them in a size 8, because I wore them until I started school.
Wow.
They were so pretty.
Little black
patent leather.
Oh.
Roman sandals.
And they called them Roman sandals.
Uh-huh.
I had never heard of them.
Well, that's what I wore when I was growing up.
Wow.
Sounds like y'all had good childhoods.
We had a loving childhood.
We did.
Yeah.
Of course, like I say, I don't ever remember seeing the little shoes, but since I've grown older, I thought, now, wasn't it wonderful that my mother could do things like that, because so many couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't even sew up anything.
Right.
For instance, like an aunt we had, Aunt
mm-hmm.
Pearl, we called her. She didn't make quilts. She didn't sew. I don't know. It used to bother my mother so much. She is so afraid in the wintertime they wouldn't have enough quilts to keep them warm. She was always worried about them.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think they handed it down. You know, and they say every other generation sews, which I think that's true, because I don't do much sewing. My mother was an excellent seamstress. But I think whatever Mama did, you knew how, you could do it if you had to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was your motivation more than anything else. But my big mama and papa, my mother's parents, had like 12